Bob McChesney. We had him on the air both yesterday and today.
What was the first name?
Bob McChesney, okay. Robert.
I talked to Alan Freed yesterday, and he heard that interview and said it was incredible.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And you might want to look over that book and maybe even read some excerpts from it on the air.
Okay, great.
It'll touch your soul if you're a micropower broadcaster. Y'all touch your soul! I got religious about it there.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a short story hour every Sunday, so maybe we'll just start reading chapters from that.
Exactly. On our Sunday short story, we had Brian, and he was reading excerpts from Dante's Inferno.
Oh.
He was reading them heartlessly, but it was funny.
I'm more the Winnie the Pooh type, you know? Thumpity-thumpity-thumpity.
Tom, why don't you tell us how you liked the Big Band show?
That was really a great show.
I think you guys have had more coffee than us.
We're pretty much going to get off your radio now. Thank you, Random Radio, and you guys be careful up there, okay?
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot.
Stay off those hills.
You're doing a great job. I've heard lots of feedback.
Well, I know. That was a phone system.
Lots of squealing feedback. Well, thanks again for getting a hold of us. Sorry for our technical difficulties.
No. You sound great, and thank you for being brothers.
Well, we couldn't do the team up as you did. Your team up was quite impressive.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, and good luck.
Yeah, you too. Right. Thanks for being brothers in a cause of keeping the First Amendment alive in broadcasting.
Testify, brother.
Yes! Put your hand on that micropower radio station!
Amen.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Can I say hi to one person I know that's
absolutely
listening? Hello, Susie Larson. And
not Susie Larson.
Susie Larson!
My Susie Larson?
Oh, mine!
Mine!
Okay.
Mine!
Big hello to Alan Freed if he's listening.
All right, thanks.
He's a great idol of mine. I'm an idol. Whatever. We're idols of each other. Right?
Okay.
He's a great man. You guys.
Thanks, you guys.
Have a fine one.
See ya. What in the butch way up there in Duluth, hey?
Everybody talks over your ranch, Charlie.
Duluth. Oh, that's all right. This is big band music. We don't care.
Oh, okay. And tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. Big finish from the Mills Brothers. Let's hear it, everybody. Yay!
Why don't you throw it back to the studio?
I did that for you, Tommy.
Okay.
Because he was really getting off on this big band show. In fact, you missed your church engagement because of the big band show, didn't
That's
you?
That's true, yeah.
That is
you
not
got,
true.
You got any Wolverines?
Huh?
Wolverines.
All those boots.
No,
I love those.
The band, the Wolverines. Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking with Bob McChesney. We just mentioned that. We have a Democratic Congress?
Yeah. Well, no, we have a Republican.
We have a Republican Congress?
Yeah, we have a Democratic President.
Democratic President. Got it backwards.
And it's the Minnesota Daily.
Shut up. Passed the Balanced Budget Act in July. Published all the results of that Balanced Budget Act in August. And that part I've got correct.
Yeah, you do.
Included free space for digital television.
Now, isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. So
yeah.
All the big corporations get their space for free, yet if you are still applying for one of the few remaining FMCPs, which stands for construction permit, you have to be the highest bidder.
Although I think there are some frequencies available to all 8-track stations.
And so all the people, like the people at Random Radio in Duluth are asking for is a little tiny signal.
Yeah, I really see this station and the Duluth station.
Speaking of little tiny signals, right. Ours is kind of going whacko right now.
you got the only pair of headsets that's working.
When you could listen to like KSTP AM and it's clearer. That's
yeah.
not saying much.
Well, no, it isn't. But on the other hand, look at what you got on.
No, I wasn't
there.
Talking philosophically. Oh, okay. I was talking just technical.
Do you ever listen to KSTP AM when they're trying to get the Franklin Tower working? I mean, this has got to
hey,
be...
Wait. All kudos to Virginia Morris Hubbard because I believe she got it working. Not her personally, but...
Yeah. No, this has been like a 20-year dream. They built this huge tower. It's called the Franklin, because it's either named after Ben Franklin or the Franklin Tower Company, mm-hmm. that was supposed to make them competitive with WCCO.
Right.
As far as signal strength, because they're both 50,000 watts, as I understand, but one is at the right end of the dial, the lower frequency numbers,
right, and
the
other... Which goes further.
And they tried for years when I was on the staff there to get that Franklin working, and any time that the humidity was above 40%, it would blow out the transmitter.
Yeah, there's this this coupling thing that's like three-quarters way up the tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just would burn up and frizzle, and then they'd have to order another one.
Yeah.
And they must have put in incredible amounts of money
into
that.
Do I tell you a quick radio story about Hubbard Broadcasting?
Yeah, please do.
And we had a wonderful engineer by the name of Ray Brown. Uh-huh. Ray is retired now. Ray was a kind of a droll character. And before I did my Sunday morning show, we're standing outside. I was having a cigarette, and we're looking at the Franklin Tower. And it's kind of a rainy day, and no lightning or thunder. We're looking at the tower, and it was the first time I had ever seen St. Elmo's fire. There were these blue balls of electricity coming down the guy wires.
I don't think you can say blue balls on the radio.
You can, you know. So I'm saying to Ray, boy, that's interesting. He said, yep, sure is. And I said, should we go inside? Is this dangerous? And Ray says, don't know. We ain't never seen it before. And I said, tell me about the tower. You know, what happens in a windstorm? And he said, well, you see, it's got two weak spots built in so that if it starts to blow over, it telescopes down. And I said, do we know that works? And he points out about a quarter of a mile. And he says, see that house over there? I said, yeah.
Used to have a garage. When she went in one piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think our tower site is going right now.
Is that what's happening?
It sounds like it. Well, Tommy, we're going to come back and... Oh, there is actually a real legitimate reason why you missed church yesterday.
Well, yeah. I was on 35W, just a little north of the Twin Cities, just a little north of downtown Minneapolis, on Johnson. And people who are listening to stations that have actual news broadcasts might know that, tragically, a Minneapolis firefighter was killed. There was a car accident there that I came across. I was one of the first people, unfortunately, on the scene. And firefighter was... responding, emergency medical people responding, and someone else came out of nowhere and hit the emergency guy, and he was taken to the hospital, and it was pronounced dead at the hospital. The tragedy is,
you were right on the scene. Yeah, you were helping him.
Yeah, and the tragedy here is that this happens every year, and I mean, our friends in Duluth were a little critical of the residents of Duluth, but I got to say, you know, this is Minnesota, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from our memory ought to be long enough to know from year to year that when it snows, you don't stop as fast as when the pavement is dry. So why not slow down when it's icy? This whole thing could have been avoided.
You know, you're talking about my little soapbox too. Why not slow down? Period.
Well, yeah, and
we're talking about city streets where they're going 45, 50 miles an hour still. And the one thing that I've noticed is the distance in following.
Yeah.
Kind of my pet peeve. And now if you're like turning into a drive or you're turning into an alley or something like that.
Well, they're right on your tail.
Well, the general consensus now is to follow butt up against somebody.
Yeah.
Like you're going to rush them into that.
Blue balls and butt up radio right here.
And with that, I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, the other soapbox that I have, traffic, and maybe people can call a comment line with thoughts on this, is whatever happened to stopping at a red light?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see, you know, the amber light does not mean speed up like hell. You know, it means be prepared to stop or stop if you can.
Starman, you remember that movie?
Yeah,
amber light means speed up and...
Yeah. Now, I was in Milwaukee this weekend, and Milwaukee is having a major campaign by the police department that red means stop. And they got billboards all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need something like that over here. And maybe some of Barbara Carlson's 300 extra cops could enforce those laws so that...
Well, and I'm gonna contradict you right now, because I'll tell you what, no amount of enforcement is going to replace courtesy on the road.
Well, yeah.
And all I've noticed since I've started to practice courtesy on the road is it gets me there more safely.
Yeah.
And I find that, I don't know if it's just a karmic thing or what it is, but I find that more people are courteous to me as well.
Well, But we do have this road rage situation.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and I, was it a week and a half ago when we had yet another drive-by shooting, you know. And if the best that the Highway Patrol can offer in terms of advice to people is avoid eye contact with other drivers, we're in deep doo-doo. I mean, I'm with you on the courtesy thing.
Right.
And I've discovered that it's a lot safer and more fun, instead of flipping a finger, to wave to the person. Because then they can't figure out, do I know him? Did I just cut off my brother-in-law?
A lot of that. Yeah. And if somebody lets you into the space,
wave back.
Acknowledge
it.
Although it's, you know, if you let someone into a space and they don't wave at you, just be happy with the fact that you did it anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you are the one who's being allowed into a space on the highway or something, go ahead and take the time.
You know what else helps? Driving an 88 Chevy Suburban that's built like a tank.
Yeah.
People avoid you at all costs.
Yeah.
And it's just rusty enough that they know I don't care.
But I will say this, and my state patrol friend, who used to be the safety education coordinator for up in mid-Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
He used to say, the first ones that are off the road in the wintertime and the worst accidents are the 4x4s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
you have traction, but you can't stop any faster than anyone else.
You can get started faster, but it takes just as long.
Not stop, or you won't stop skidding or anything any more than anybody else.
Yeah.
So,
boy, who needs Metro Traffic Control? You got us.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. We should give a traffic report.
except everyone knows in the area that we cover how the traffic's going.
Well, yeah. I mean, what alternative routes can we recommend? Stay home.
Stay home or walk.
Walk is good.
They're within walking distance.
Take the number 5 bus. It's the longest bus route in the Twin Cities, and that'll get you virtually anywhere.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. And thank you, too, for, you know, being the type of person who would stop and help.
Well.
Yesterday.
It's not the first time that's happened to me, and not a pleasant thing, but I'm glad I could be of help. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate that we lost an 18-year veteran of the fire department and I'm not passing judgment on the person who hit him. I'm sure the court system will look into that. But it was a totally avoidable situation if people would just recognize that ice means slippery.
Yeah, new snow, so start to get used to it. A lot of people don't even have their snow tires on yet, so.
Snow tires. You're supposed to have snow tires on? Okay.
Ballot Box Radio, 914 now, 95.7 FM.
You're listening to Ballot Box Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Etheridge. If you look at the history of women in America, we've always had to fight for our rights. Yet women outnumber men in this country. It's time for us to be heard. Help make a change and let your voice be heard. Register and rock the vote.
Get on the box. Ballot Box Radio, 95.7 FM, Minneapolis.
Lover was a razor blade.
Ballot Box Radio. Lacking in corporate ties. Federal funds prohibited. Apply daily in large doses or until mind functions independently. Ballot Box Radio. 95.7 FM, Minneapolis.
The green plastic ball.